Good morning. Our question today is, when somebody is davening and an elderly individual above the age of 70 or a Talmud Chacham walks by within four amos, is there an obligation during davening indeed to stand up, or is there not such an obligation because the person is involved in davening? So the Sefer Kima V'Hidur says as follows, that during davening there is a view, there is an opinion that one is not obligated to stand up for a Talmud Chachim or an elderly individual that is quoting a Sfara brought by the Birkei Yosef. That is not necessarily the Psak of the Birkei Yosef, but he brings this opinion, and he says, She'ein chokim kavod l'tamid b'makom harav. We do not give kavod to the Talmud, in other words, anyone else at the time that we are having a conversation with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we're focused on the Rav, not the Talmud at this point. And from the time that we say Karbanos until Aleinu L'Shabeach, that is considered Tzorech Gavoahem. And accordingly, we have to be focused on the davening and not other items, as important as those items may be. And in fact, he brings a proof from Yaakov Avinu that he was saying Kriyat Shema and he did not give a kiss to his son Yosef when they met after so many years. And he says, who said that he was saying the first Pasuk? The first Pasuk, we'll talk about Emir Tzashem tomorrow, but he could very well have been saying the rest of the Kriyat Shema. And we see there that he was focused on the Kriyat Shema, not on the Melech, not on his son who is greeting him. And he continues and explains that when you have a halacha that's not clear, how do you paskin, sheva al tase adiv, it's preferable to be passive, to not stand up. And Kol Shekein, certainly when we're talking about a kavod harav, kavod amakam of Kodesh Baruch, that it would be a disgrace, a bizayon, to leave a Kodesh Baruch Hu to davening right then to stand up for anyone else. Not that it's not important, but it's much more important to focus on a Kodesh Baruch Hu and the davening. So that is one view. That's not the Pesach of the Birkei Yosef. He brings it down in the name of a Ksavyad, a holy Ksavyad. That is one view. On the other hand, the Birkei Yosef brings various reasons that indeed, even during davening, one should stand up for a Talmud Chacham and also for a Zaken. And we'll bring two of the Sfaras as follows. De la'amod lifnei ha'chachami mitzvah asehi. In fact, to stand up for a Talmud Chacham is a mitzvah from the Torah. And in fact, this is not going to be a slight to the covet of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but it's going to increase the covet of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because it's a tzivui of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to stand up for a Talmud Chacham, for a Zaken. And accordingly, we are following the dictates of the Torah. So that is a covet to a Kodesh Baruch Hu to stand up for others, and it is certainly not a zilzul. So that's one svara brought by the Birkei Yosef. He also says, when you have something like this, pokhazi maida ama davar, go look and see what people are doing. And he says people are standing up during davening when a Talmud Chacham or a Zaken walk within their four amos, and accordingly that should be followed. So we have two rationales why indeed one should stand up, even though it's during davening. Number one, it is a mitzvah asay. It is an increased kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not a decrease in kavod. That is number one, because we're following the mitzvahs. Number two is, this is what is standard, and we see when you have an unclarity, what should be done? You follow what people are commonly doing. Those are two svaras. A third svara brought by the Makor Chaim is that you're not being mafsik, you're davening. You're standing up while you're davening. You're going to continue davening, and accordingly, it's not a disruption for your davening. So that's a third rationale why somebody, even during davening, should stand up for a Talmud Chachim, for a Zaken. And the Tshuvas von Hagos of Moshe Sternbach says a fourth rationale that may or may not apply in all circumstances. He said, when everyone else is standing and you would continue sitting, that would be considered a disgrace for the Talmud Chacham walking by. Accordingly, if everyone is standing, you have to do so as well. Okay, so where are we right now? We said that there is an opinion brought by the Birkei Yosef that during davening, one indeed should not stand up. On the other hand, it seems, and the Sefer Kima V'Hidur says, the Hachras HaPoskim, that the agreement of the Poskim, the majority view, is that one should stand even during davening. But we have a provisor to that, brought down by Rav Eliashi primarily, that if standing up will disturb the kavana of the person who is davening. In that instance, although the majority view is to stand during davening, but if it's going to really disturb your davening, then there wouldn't be no obligation to stand. And for example, this is actually discussed by Rav Eliashiv and the Tshuvas von Hagos, that somebody who happens to be in a shul and there are many minyanim going back to back one after the other, and there are many people passing by, so you're in the earlier minyan and people are coming in for the later minyan, and if you have to keep standing up as the new people coming in and there's zakenim and talmidei chachamim that are passing by, it's going to be unbelievably disruptive to you on the recurring basis of standing up a number of times. And accordingly, we would say osek b'mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah, you are involved in your davening, you're absolved from doing the mitzvah of standing up, and this is not considered something that you can be mekayim shteyim, that I can do both of the mitzvahs. You can't do both of the mitzvahs, because that second mitzvah of everyone passing by and standing up for them is ruining, is negatively impacting the first mitzvah of davening, and accordingly, in that instance, there would not be an obligation to stand in. So just to recap, bottom line here, 3 points. Number one, there's a minority view that during davening, one does not have to stand up for a chacham or a zaken. The majority view, point number two, the majority view is that one is obligated to stand up. Point number three is if the standing up will be disturbing your kavana, especially on a recurring basis, then there's no obligation to stand up during davening. Have a wonderful day.